أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إن الله بصير بالعباد إنه كان توابا وبه نستعين فزت ورب الكعبة I swear to the Lord of the Kaaba, I have prospered. Assalamu alaikum, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, dear mothers and fathers, dear sons and daughters, dear students and teachers of the holy city of Qum, dear mourners, and azadar of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam to SOQ's Ramadan 2022 family night programs in the holy city of Qum. We are tonight commemorating the 19th of the holy month of Ramadan as well as the Shahada, the martyrdom anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course also the first of the holy Qadr nights. It is truly an honor and a blessing to be among all of you believers in this auspicious night. We were in the Ramadan 2022 programs. We were our agenda or our program was 10 nights and 6 speakers from all across the world. We already had 4 speakers speak to us in this holy month of Ramadan from places all across the world, including the United Kingdom, the United States of America, Trinidad and Tobago, and India. We are going to continue the program tonight, inshallah. Our guest speaker tonight is from the Islamic Republic of Iran. I have one quote, of course, from the leader of the Muslim Ummah, which is from a speech, I believe, maybe 2 or 3 days ago. So it's a very recent quote. And it's a very beautiful quote, especially considering, excuse me, that this is one of the nights of Qadr, a very powerful night, a very auspicious night, a night where we are all blessed to be able to be together here commemorating the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen as well as being together to do the amals in this auspicious night. So the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he has this beautiful quote where he says, "There are certain sins that are related to the abandonment of an obligation." Most of the time we consider sins to be things that we do wrong, mistakes that we commit, errors that we do, you know, bad things or haram things that we have done. Here, Rahbar-e-Muazzam, he says something very different. He says, certain sins are related to the abandonment of an obligation. So it isn't something that we did. Rather, it is something that we didn't do. Allahu Akbar. He says these are things that we should have done, but we didn't do. Things that we should have said, actions that we should have done, papers that we should have signed. Allahu Akbar. But we didn't do them, either due to laziness or idleness or plain indifference to the obligation. He says that this negligence in not committing our obligations and our duties, this is a sin. And it is a sin that must be asked for repentance. And he says that these are sins that Allah the Almighty will ask us and question us about. Why did you not do a duty that you were supposed to do? And so do we not see, dear brothers and sisters, that the Muslims are suffering all across the world? Are the Muslims in Palestine not suffering? Are the Muslims in Kashmir not suffering? Are the Muslims in Yemen not suffering? Are the Muslims in Syria not suffering? Are the Muslims in Nigeria not suffering? Are the Muslims in even so-called Western countries such as France and the UK, Sweden, where they burn the Holy Quran in the holy month of Ramadan? Are these people, these Muslims, not suffering? So we have to think, Are we abandoning a duty? Are we committing sins? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help every single one of us, protect us from these sins. May all of our amal in this auspicious night, our azadari, and our mourning in this auspicious night be accepted by the barakat and the blessings of a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.